Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you. From a talent down under, that was New Zealand-born saxophonist and composer Jasmine Lovell Smith. And that was the cut Familia off her newest 2016 CD, Yellow, Red, and Blue, to kick things off on this brand new sparkling episode of Neon Jazz. She was born to an American mother who is a trained opera vocalist and a Kiwi father. She discovered jazz in high school and took up the sax and graduated from Massey University in Wellington, New Zealand, with a Bachelor of Music. Today, she calls New York City her home, and she composes jazz and chamber music for ensembles and her band, Towering Poppies. So it was between 2010 and 2014 that she lived in New York City and Connecticut before graduating with a Master of Arts degree in composition from Wesleyan University. And for these last 2 years, she lived in Mexico. And in the upcoming 2017 year, she will return to New Zealand to get a Doctorate of Music Arts and Composition at the New Zealand School of Music. Her teachers over the years have been the likes of Anthony Braxton, and she's been busy all over the map playing her music. Her goal is to create music that is lyrical and memorable, balancing intuition and spontaneity with her carefully crafted structures. She luckily reached out to Neon Jazz recently, and we are proud to have her kick off this brand new hour of music together. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that has a diverse palette of cats playing from the Art Factory in Overland Park to the majestic downtown in KC Mo, with music always dissipating into the skyline, right here in Kansas City, Missouri. Ready to fill the air with that sweet, sweet jazz, kids. From a king of the hard bop idiom and the tenor sax, this is the one and only Hank Mobley with Mobley's Musings off a complete Blue Note Session CD.
Thank you. New Zealand saxophonist and composer Jasmine Lovell-Smith, and you're enjoying Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Yeah.
That was the great Canadian alto saxophonist Dylan Kramer, right out of Vancouver, British Columbia, with the 2009 song Mighty Low off his CD simply called Alto. So he got involved with the sax at 13 after the sudden death of his father. 4 years later, in 1977, he heard a recording of alto sax legend Sonny Criss and was so taken by Sonny's playing that he traveled from Canada to L.A. to study with him. After developing a close relationship with Sonny that lasted only 8 months, Sonny committed suicide. Kramer was devastated by the loss, and in 1997, 20 years after his death, Kramer decided to do an album in his honor. For that recording, remembering Sonny Criss. These days, he is working on his fifth studio recording and teaching saxophone in Vancouver. And speaking of his mentor, Sonny, and the man that gave him some serious jazz insights, here's Mr. Criss with his take on These Foolish Things off the 2016 CD, The Complete Imperial Sessions, next on this non-foolish hour of jazz, kids.
Thank you. Hi, this is Paul Yonemura, and you're listening to Neon Jazz. Help keep jazz alive on the radio and on the blog sites with Joe DiMino.
That was the LA-born, internationally renowned, Grammy-nominated bass player, improviser, and composer Mark Dresser with his elusive Jazz 7 with the tune appropriate for these 2016 American times. Trump and Putin Stupin off his new CD called Sentimental You. At the core of his music is an artistic obsession to expand the sonic and music possibilities of the double bass through the use of unconventional amplification and extended techniques. His distinctive sound is on more than 130 recordings, 30 as a bandleader and co-leader. He has performed and recorded with Ray Anderson, J. Ira Bloom, Anthony Davis, Sotako Fuji, John Zorn, and so many others. Man, dig this trio. Saxophonist Dewey Redman, pianist Cecil Taylor, and drummer Alvin Jones with the song Bikini off the 1998 CD Momentum Space as we keep the forward motion moving on this spacious episode of Neon Jazz.
Hey, this is Charles Tolliver. Keep swinging with Neon. Neon Jazz and Joe Dimino.
Thank you.
He began playing the alto sax at the age of 12 with a very strong public school music program and a highly supportive family. He had good educational and performance experiences from the very beginning. At Webster University, he played with a lot of local jazz and blues bands. He would go on to Boston to attend Berklee, and he would study with Herb Pomeroy and Hal Crook. Then it was on to New York City and playing with the likes of Paul Motian, Bill Frisell, Lee Konitz, Carla Bley, and so many others. Joined by bassist Jason Mraz and drummer Matt Fishwick, this is pianist Nash Punk expanding on his career of great performances in classical jazz repertoire with the tune Minority off the 2015 CD Final Touch of Jazz on this hour of jazz that's dwindling down.
saxophonist Don Braden, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was Brooklyn native and jazz trumpeter Adam O'Farrell with the tune Alligator Got the Blues off the 2016 CD Stranger Days. And if you're keeping the jazz score at home, he is the grandson of legendary Afro-Cuban composer and arranger Chico O'Farrell. It is in the blood. And our final act on this hour of jazz together is going to be from a master of the trombone. Along with the vibes, this is an instrument that holds the jazz glue together, we think, around here. This is the great Albert Mangelsdorf with the tune I Can't Get Started off the 2013 CD Essential Jazz Masters. Thanks to you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and the king of this underground radio world of ours, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
At the controls, man.
Reach out. Let us know what you dig. We always like to hear from you. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Neon Jazz.